Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the epistles of our teacher, Paul the Colossians, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of man, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in him. You is the head of all principality and power. In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumstances of Christ. Buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead, and you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumstances of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having whipped out the handwriting requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. So let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Let no one cheat you, for you, your reward taken delight is false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast to the head from whom all the body nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments grows with the increase that is from God. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. John Mays. Holy blessings be with us. Amen. These things I have written to you, which believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we asked of him. If anybody sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask, and he will give him life. For those who commit sin not leading to death, there is sin leading to death. I do not say that he should pray about that. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is sin not leading to death. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And we know that the Son of God has come and given us an understanding that we may know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and its lust. But he who does what the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Hail to the cross which my Lord was crucified upon in order to
apostles who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their blessings be with us all. Amen. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this, or why look so intently at us, as though by our own power or godliness we have made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just, and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets that the Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, on one God, amen. Today, the 19th day of blessed month of Tut, may God in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sin and unquiet are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord. Oh, my brethren, amen. Today the church celebrates the last day of the Feast of the Cross. The rites of the prayers are in the Hosanna and joyful tunes, the blessing of the Honorable Cross with us all, amen. And on this day also we commemorate the lifting up of the Saint Gregory, the Armenians from the pit, from the bed, and his complete biography and his departure and the mention under the 15th day of the month of Kiyak, the blessing of his praise be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Agios, O Theos, Agios, Yesheros, Agios, Athanatos, O Estavrotis, Dimes, Ele, Son.
Again, when we say Agios, okay, it's a hymn in the heaven. Saint John, the beloved, he saw a lot of saints and angels, and they are praying the same hymn. That's why we have to say all together and with a loud voice. You can imagine that we are like angels and saints in heaven, and we are saying Agios, Osios, holy, holy, holy. And we have, when we say Agios, it's holy, we have to do the cross. We are part of from the heaven in the church. Remember that. Start it from the beginning, please.
Agios, O Theos, Agios, Yesheros, Agios, Athanatos, Ekphartes, Dimen,
Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the apostle only apostles, many prophets, righteous men have desired to see what you see and have not seen them, and to hear what you have not heard them. But as for eyes for the see and your ear for the hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to the holy gospel, so the prayer of you, our sins.
Pray for the holy God.
Remember also us, remember you who have driven our feet open, all them who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the remembrance of us all.
Cite meta vovo seo accosamento agio evangelio.
Sasi kereye.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the evangelist. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the Psalms of our father, David the prophet and the king, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower for the enemy. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the urge of those who fear your name. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, for whom forever. Amen. Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it, lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able to, with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land nor for the dunghill, but men throw it out. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
Glory be to God forever.